Buying or selling a home is the largest transaction of most people's lives, and it usually happens around life changes. Welcome to the George Real Estate Group radio broadcast. The George Real Estate Group is based in the beautiful mountains of Western North Carolina, in Hendersonville, North Carolina, and they have helped hundreds of families negotiate these transactions in their multi-generational real estate business. As expected, marketing is a large part of the success of the George Real Estate Group, and they host a radio broadcast each Monday morning at 9:05 on WTZQ Radio in Hendersonville. You can listen live to that show at WTZQ Radio, FM 95.3, AM 1600, or streamed live at WTZQ.com. Or you can download the show wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more about the process of buying or selling real estate and learn more about the community of Hendersonville, North Carolina, each week with the George Real Estate Group radio broadcast.
Good morning and welcome to the George Real Estate Group live radio broadcast here on the Q. Every Monday morning, and this is our first show of the new year. Thankful to be back here in 2024 on the Q, sharing with you positive news about the local real estate market, the national real estate market. And if you're tuning in for the first time ever, the George Real Estate Group's located in Flat Rock, right next to the Flat Rock Bakery, Hubba Hubba Barbecue, Campfire Grill, all those great local and independent businesses and restaurants, and of course the Wrinkled Egg there. We're next door. You can see, from our office, you can see the Flat Rock Bakery door. It's a dangerous place for an office, but grateful to be there on Rainbow Road. And we serve all of Western North Carolina. We serve upstate South Carolina as well. And with our incredible team, we have an incredible team in place. We're here to help. We're here to advocate. And if you're curious what your home is worth, if you're curious, you know, how can you navigate, you know, do you sell before you buy? Do you buy before you sell? Or do you need just help with a vendor? Maybe you need a recommendation for a contractor or an appraiser or a septic or a survey, whatever we can do to help you. Give us a call, 828-393-0134. I was telling my team this past year, we were not going to participate in the downturn, and I'm very thankful to report we actually had 20% growth as a company and as a group, as in helping 20% more people this year than we did last year. And we're going to dive into some of the numbers, because beginning of the year is always a great time to look back at the numbers for, and specifically we'll look at Henderson County, but we do serve all of Western North Carolina, Buncombe County, Pennsylvania County, Polk County, Rutherford County, of course, Henderson County, and like I mentioned earlier, Greenville and Spartanburg County. So if we can help you in any way, or if you're curious about what your home is worth, give us a call, 828-393-0134. And I also have to say, we had hit some record numbers with our podcasts. And so, thousands of downloads, and now coming up on 2 years doing the podcast, we podcast all of our radio shows. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast. You can find it on your favorite podcast platform, or however we can connect with you. Again, grateful to be here with you. There's just a little bit of an intro, and we're so excited about the new year. We have a lot of great things planned for the radio show, and grateful to have Mandy Green with us this morning, one of our incredible agents at the George Real Estate Group. Good morning, Mandy.
Oh, good morning, Noah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Grateful to have you with us this morning. And you and I, we've been talking about, and planning ahead for this year we have a lot of great things planned for the radio show this year.
Oh, absolutely. We're 10Xing in every direction, aren't we?
We are, and we have some great guests lined up as we go into the new year, and again, just always improving. Whether it's our real estate business that we're improving, whether it's our customer service we're improving, our systems, and I'm grateful for Mandy and you helping me on a lot of different levels, and radio being one of them. And Mandy, I know you're excited about the new year with real estate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think what we're seeing is a lot of people kind of, you brought to my attention this concept of right sizing. I always think of it as downsizing or upsizing, but actually this new trend of right sizing. So the old school way of thinking of, buy the house, live in it for 30 years or more, pay it off. But what we're seeing now is people just trending towards reevaluating. I don't know if that was a shift from COVID that put everybody in that mindset, but kind of reevaluating, what do you want the rest of your life to look like, no matter what stage of the game you're in right now.
Well, that's right. It does, whether you're retired, whether you have a growing family, whether you're there's a multi-generational housing trend that mm-hmm. we can talk about as well. I mean, and so when you think of the term right size, that means like converting to an appropriate, or the other word that I love is an optimum size. And it's just, yeah. you know, what's right for you might not be right for anybody else. And regardless of the economy, regardless of the interest rates, you know, we know people are choosing to make decisions because they're in a position where they can. And a lot of our clients, our older clients, keep saying to us, we're so glad we did it while we could do it.
Oh, totally. Right. Nothing like planning ahead. And I think sometimes it can sneak up. You think, oh, first you're an empty nester, and the house gets bigger, and that's kind of nice, and you spread out a little bit, and then maybe you're solo, and it's just the house is way too big. But we're also seeing, like you said, multi-generational living, a lot of that going on, I think, because, you know, as we know, the cost of housing has gone up significantly. And I think sometimes people are gravitating more towards families, almost like we're advancing so much with technology, on lightning speed with technology, but I think there's some old-fashioned values that people really are kind of coming back to a little bit and getting closer to their families. And
well, and also being part of a community.
Big time.
Yes, being closer to families, which is critical. We hear that a lot. People are wanting to get closer to their grandkids or mm-hmm. or just quality of life. And that might mean, hey, instead of a longer drive to the grocery store or a longer drive to your church, you know, it's like, hey, I want to get in closer to where all my things are.
Totally. And simplifying a little bit, whatever that looks like. Even families, you know, with young kids, we see them kind of changing where it used to be everybody was always trying to get the bigger house. Now some of them already got the bigger house and they're selling, and maybe they want to travel more or rent that house. All different kinds of scenarios going on.
Well, and you're right. And so that's what we do at the George Real Estate Group. We have a no pressure, no cost, no obligation consultation. If you just want to, you know, brainstorm, if you're curious about what is your home worth, if you're curious about how to navigate, can you find the right house? I mean, a lot of our clients are out there, you know, looking right now before they put their house on the market. They want to go shopping to make sure that the house that is right for them. And the funny thing is, we've gone through this exercise with clients, and the funny thing is, some of our clients, after they go through this exercise, they come to the conclusion that they decided to stay where they're at, which is a win too.
It is a win too, because there's nothing worse than feeling like you want to be in a different spot than you're in. But sometimes the evaluation is, oh, actually, we've got just what we need. So it's not always the right time to sell for everybody, but it's nice to know the difference.
Well, and it's nice to be able to have that, to go through that exercise, to get clarity. And it sometimes makes you fall in love again with what you have, mm-hmm. or it provides the clarity that, oh yeah, I there is something that I prefer mm-hmm. that's different. And mm-hmm. and that's where we're working with the agents at the George Real Estate Group to navigate through and to mm-hmm. look at your options and to say, hey, I do have options. And in combination with our lender, we have wonderful lenders that we partner with that can help you navigate through that. And then frankly, more and more people have their home paid off.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're seeing more and more cash sales. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you know, if you have your home paid off, your ability to pay cash for the next house gives you a lot of options.
A lot of options. And, you know, it's fun to see people looking at their house. Sometimes we're just going out and helping them see, okay, this is what would be ideal if you want to get this amount of money, you want to net this for your house. Here are some things you need to do to really get it ready to list. And maybe you want to do that well in advance. Maybe you even want to do that for right now and think about listing it in a couple of years, you know, but you want to live with the nicer, upgraded, whatever it is. So it can be helpful to have a professional walk through it, because there's nothing, you don't need to try to do it yourself.
Right.
You know?
Well, and to your point, if you are going to be upgrading your kitchen and your bathrooms, and you, why not do it now and enjoy it? But guess what? If you're thinking 2 to 3 years out, mm-hmm. you can enjoy it. But then also it's a huge benefit and value add for when you go to sell it.
Yeah. And let us give you a little guidance.
On what's worth doing or not doing.
Exactly. What's worth doing or not doing, and some timeless improvements that you can make so that you don't just hit the trend. I mean, you know, you don't want a trendy kitchen necessarily. We want something that's going to last the test of time.
Well, certainly, again, if you think you are going to sell in 3 to 5 years, thinking through what that might look like, I am going to jump into some of the numbers in the last 7 days.
Please do, because it's motivating.
Well, it's wild to look at. And I was mentioning cash sales. I did pull some numbers to look at here, and I'll share them. But just to give a quick snapshot, in the last 7 days, people say, well, does anything happen? You know, there's that week between New Year's or Christmas and New Year's. People think nothing's happening. And then, you know, last week was still sort of a partial week. And here we are. This is the beginning. I was sharing with somebody this morning. This is the first full week of the new year. I know everybody's looking forward to getting back into their routines and habits. But just in the last 7 days, there was 22 new listings. There was 26 price changes. There was 8 homes went back on the market. There was 28 properties went under contract in Henderson County in the last 7 days. And then there was 15 homes closed in the last 7 days. And by the way, that was coming from a short week. You know, there's only, you know, really just a handful of work days where the courthouse was open and the register of deeds and all of that. So again, just 15 properties closed. And then this is interesting. You know, you would think with the demand that we're having this time of year, there was actually 19 homes that were, there's this term in real estate called expired. There was 19 homes that were considered expired, meaning their listing agreement contract ran out and their home didn't sell. And so you might think, that's interesting. I mean, so it could be for a number of reasons, right? Was the condition not matched up with the price? Was the price not matched up with the condition? Was the location? And I mean, there's so many factors that go into causing a house to sell. I mean, what kind of marketing did they do? I mean, there might be reasons why the property didn't sell. And certainly at the George Real Estate Group, we actually specialize in homes that didn't sell the first time. So we can help you if you might be one of those 19 or know somebody that didn't, that tried to sell their house. We've had tremendous success, and we're very grateful for, you know, this year. I mean, we continue to see growth. We've helped more people at the George Real Estate Group. And again, we're going to shoot straight with you as to what is your home worth, you know, what's the market doing? And I have some fun numbers to share, and we'll dive into some of them here before the break. But, you know, in the last 12 months, in 2023, we are still averaging 121 homes a month selling.
In Henderson County?
In Henderson County.
I love that.
So, I mean, that's still, if you had no other information and just heard there's 120 homes a month selling, you'd say, wow, that's a strong market.
Mm-hmm. That's a dynamic market, really.
Yeah, things are happening. And it doesn't, and that's in light of the interest rates, which, by the way, there's a lot of news out there about interest rates. You know, they're anticipating interest rates to go down. But the 120 homes a month selling. So in context to the previous year, 121 homes a month selling, single family homes a month selling compared to 2022, that's actually about a 17% drop in the number of homes selling in 2023 versus 2022.
That's still not bad, though. I mean, I think...
Oh, that's healthy.
Yeah, it's very healthy.
Well, and when you compare it to the number of homes available, the number of homes available in Henderson County right now, there's only 267 total homes, single-family homes available...
On the MLS.
On the MLS right now. And yeah. So, I mean, we really just have a two-month, just a little bit over a two-month supply.
Turnaround.
And so it's still considered a seller's market. When you have less inventory than you have demand, I mean, if nothing else hit the market and we're averaging 120 homes a month selling, I mean, that means there's no more, that means we would exhaust the inventory.
So we're sort of in a sweet spot for somebody who's sitting on the fence, because what's going on is we've got these dropping interest rates. So, and, you know, interest rates were going up in a scary way. And so now to see them going back down, it kind of gives you a sense of peace and calm and what it's happening for buyers that have been especially sitting down in Greenville, Spartanburg counties, wanting to move to the mountains, a lot of millennials doing that. You know, it's like, why wait? Life is short. This is your only chance, right? So you've got them. So if you're sitting up here in Henderson County, let's say, and you're thinking about, we've been talking about listing, we want to move closer to the grandkids, or, you know, we need to right size, whatever that might look like, this is a pretty sweet leveraged time to get that house listed. And I mean, you're the one with the power when you're in that position. You know, there's really no risk to listing it.
Well, that's right. You actually, that you are 100% in control. You technically don't have to accept anything if the terms aren't right for you. I mean, the terms are relative to you. You know, when do you want to close? What kind of closing time frame? I mean,
what do you want to net?
Yeah.
Within reason. I mean, it you don't want to waste your time, you know, so you don't want to just go out there and just have some, you know, list it for some ridiculous price just to roll the dice. We want
to
be strategic. We can help you with the strategy.
Well, you're right. It still has to be in line with the market.
Exactly.
I mean, like, you can't put the market, you know, and let's put that into context. We are absolutely at the highest price ever in Henderson County. And while we're on price, the average single family home price in Henderson County in 2023 was $525 and change.
Yeah.
That, and by the way, that is up. Over 8%, almost 9% higher than 2022. The average price in 2022 was $483. Let's take it a step further because I went down the rabbit hole. In 2021, the average single family home price in Henderson County was $422.
Oh, wow. So we've gone up $100K.
Over $100,000, actually. And I was looking at the numbers, the change from 2021 to 2022 was like 28% higher.
And it's not going back. Where, you know, we might see a little dip. That might happen. But we're not going to have some huge recession. The prices aren't going to go back to.
I mean, they could, but I mean, guess what? Know what would have to change dramatically?
What would have to change?
We would have to have a significant increase of inventory. Prices will not go down until you have more homes available than you have buyers. And that's the supply and demand component. And so, you know.
And as long as we have our mountains.
Well.
We're probably not going to see that happening.
I don't. Well, you have the Acosta Trail, and that's
we're only getting better and better.
Right. We're just at the tip of the iceberg. And for all the things that we love here, Western North Carolina, the quality of life.
The quality of air.
Right. The people.
Yeah. The quality of water.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things that make this area desirable. And so, I do believe we're going to continue to see appreciation because of the low inventory levels, because even in spite of, and we'll dive into some of this in the second half of the show, the number of cash sales kept increasing in spite of the increase in interest rates. And so you made a point earlier, I think there was people sitting on the sidelines waiting for the interest rates to go down. Mm-hmm. And so guess what? If that happens, we still have an increase of cash buyers.
Totally.
And then you're going to see more buyers getting into the market. And so to your point, prices are going to keep going up. And so I think people are going to look back on this window right now saying, wow, this was a window of opportunity to get a, I mean, it's all relative, right? Like, I mean,
it's all relative, but this is a sweet spot.
Yeah, it's a great time to take advantage of less competition.
And a little bit more traditionally quiet, you know, before the spring hits, this is a good time to go kind of get a jump on it.
Yeah, before you see the increase of sales, you'll see increased competition with sellers. Again, if it's right for you, it's worth considering. And so we do a no pressure, no cost, no obligation consultation. You can give us a call at 828-393-0134. You're listening to the George Real Estate Group live radio broadcast here in the queue every Monday morning. This is our very first show of 2024. We're so excited about the new year. We're grateful to serve the community through real estate. But stay tuned in. I'm going to dive into some of the numbers of cash sales. You're going to find it absolutely fascinating, and we'll continue the conversation right after this break. Good morning and welcome back to the George Real Estate Group live radio broadcast here on the queue, sharing with you positive news about the local real estate market, the national real estate market, and have Mandy Green with us here as well this morning. Good morning, Mandy.
Oh, good morning. Glad to be back.
Glad to be back. And again, you know, we were diving into some of the numbers. I think it's just fascinating that when you compare, you know, the previous years versus where we are now, it's so interesting. I mean, you know, let's go back to 2021. I mean, that was still technically during the pandemic, and we saw some incredible numbers. I mean, Henderson County was averaging almost 180 single-family homes a month selling in 2021. The average price was $422,000, and you almost wondered, how can this continue? I mean, there was conversations like, is this even sustainable?
Totally. I mean, that's when you're doing, you know, virtual open houses, and, you know, some people are scared to leave their house for any reason, just to let alone think about moving. You know,
and yet it was 2021
was the
peak of the number of homes selling. Mm-hmm. And yet we continued to see home price appreciation. And we saw this increase where the prices from 2021 to 2022 went up. The average price went up 14, almost 15%. From 2021 to 2022, the average price ending in 2022 was $483,000. I mean, we saw, $483,000 was the average single family home price, which was a significant, almost a 15% increase.
Do we still have low interest rates at that time?
Yeah, interest rates were absolutely still in the twos and the threes.
Oh,
and
my
it was still,
gosh, it's just like you look back, you can't look back.
You can't look back. And so, the fascinating thing is, I think people were holding their breath saying, oh, prices got to come down. But again, mm-hmm. supply and demand. When we have low inventory levels, and right now we have less than 300, there's only 200 and some 260, 267 active single family homes in the market right now. So
seller's market for sure.
It's a seller's market. So we went from almost 15% increase from 2021 to 2022. And then this past year, 2023, saw almost a 9% increase from 2022 to 2023. So, and you brought up this point, over $100,000 increase from 422 in 2021 to 525 in 2023. So, I mean, pretty staggering number when you think about it. But the biggest, the other thing to point out is, even though we had these big increases in average single family home price, that was in spite of this drop in the number of homes selling. I mean, we went from almost 180 single family homes a month selling in 2022 down to 145 in 2021 was 180. 2022 was 145 homes a month selling. And then this past year, we finished up at 121 homes a month selling.
Mm-hmm. I think some fear in the market in 2023, you know, just a lot of inflation all the way around, people waiting, lots of waiting going on. But
a lot of people didn't wait.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't wait. I think that the theme for 2024 is, with this incentive of these interest rates going down, is to go ahead and make the move, whatever that looks like. If it's sales, you know, I think, just looking at the people that are listening to the podcast, our podcast, and where they're listening from. So, of course, mostly they're local, but we have actually people all over the country that are listening to the podcast, finding out what our local real estate market is like, and moving to this area because some economic conditions in this country are not ideal, like the way we have them here in Henderson County. So
I agree. Back to the quality of life, mm-hmm. back to all the reasons. Mm-hmm. I saw this interesting statistic, but North Carolina was in the top five.
I know. I don't want everybody to know that, you know, but
well, I think the secret's out.
I think it's out too. And it's not just here, right? It's also the Triangle area, the Triad area, even Charlotte.
Right.
But the mountains are definitely ideal.
Right. So top five U.S. states people moved to in 2023, Texas was number one, Florida was number two, North Carolina was number three. Not surprising, South Carolina was number four and Tennessee was number five. Top five U.S.
Wow.
states people moved to in 2023. And I think that trend only continues.
I think that trend only continues as well for
yeah.
lots of different reasons. And I think that it's just, we're lucky to be here. And we're lucky to get to be part of the market as it's changing right now.
Absolutely. So we're here to help. We're here to advocate. We're here to facilitate. If you're just curious what your home is worth, if you're curious what it would look to buy and sell, do you sell before you buy? Do you buy before you sell? Maybe you buy an investment property. Maybe you're mm-hmm. selling an investment property. And we help clients with 1031 exchanges. We help clients that are looking to increase their portfolio. I mean, whatever you're looking to do, you know, whether it's buy, sell, or hold, you know, whether
the
it's
the theme is don't wait.
Well, that's right. I think you're going to look back on this opportunity now. Mm-hmm. With it, because if interest rates drop at what they're anticipating.
Yeah, it's better to be ready when that happens so you can jump on it rather than waiting and then going, oh, yeah, I really want to get my house listed. Oh, my goodness. It's hard to get somebody to come repair the roof right now. You know, we're on this wait list for that. So
yeah.
Don't wait. Just let's get a jump on it, get you organized so you're ready when the time is right.
Well, and we have an incredible group of vendors, whether it's contractors, roofers, you know, plumbers, electricians, handymen, you know, appraisers, surveyors.
Right. We're a one-stop shop.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's really what we're known for, just boutique, hand-holding, top-notch service, and we're a team. So it's not just one person that you're working with. It's a team approach and a depth of knowledge.
Yeah, and we're so thankful for the years of experience we have in service to the community. So, you know, we bring a lot. We are quickly approaching 1,400 in my career with our team, quickly approaching 1,400 properties sold. And so it's through the efforts of the team, and we're so grateful. And it's only because of the community, because of our word-of-mouth business, the support over the years and the clients that we've served and future clients. We're just grateful to serve the community.
Yep, lucky and blessed.
Absolutely. So if we can help you in any way, give us a call, 828-393-0134. I did promise some numbers about cash. I have to jump into that real quickly because the number of cash sales keep increasing. And here's some context. In 2021, 26% of the sales were cash. In 2022, 29% of the sales were cash. Last year in Henderson County, almost 37% of the sales in Henderson County were cash.
That's when you see those New York, Florida, and California tags, you know, driving around town, because they're selling their properties there, right? And it's just coming here it's easy. It's easy in all the ways. So why do you think, Noah? I mean, that's what I think. That's my speculation.
Well, bring people coming from other areas that they're in California and New York and other areas where the home prices are significantly higher. Mm-hmm. They're selling their homes. Mm-hmm. And by the way, across the country, there's a trend of people that own their home outright. I believe that that number is approaching and getting closer and closer to 50% in 2022.
Oh, because of that silver wave, right? Okay, that's interesting.
Well, that's where I think you're going to continue to see a trend of people, regardless of interest rates, people have been paying off their home, you know, their 30-year mortgage, or they paid it off sooner. That trend is going up. In 2022, nearly 40% of homeowners own their home outright. And so that lines up with the almost, you know, 37% of people when they buy a home paying cash.
Absolutely.
So that's another, I think we're going to see in the next 5 to 10 years, that's going to be an increased trend. And so interest rates at some point, I mean, they don't really impact the cash buyers.
No, they don't really impact the cash buyers.
I mean, so that's going to be an interesting observe, just something to watch. And we've helped a significant amount of cash buyers. Actually, at one point this fall, mm-hmm. I think we had some 14 or 15 pending homes that were just cash, mm-hmm. all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can help. We certainly are experts working with our cash buyers and our cash people are selling and going to be using cash. I mean, so we can help you navigate through all that.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so exciting.
A lot to be thankful for. Mandy, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. So much fun.
Absolutely. And for all our clients, we're thankful and grateful to serve the community through real estate. We're so excited about 2024. We're grateful. And if we can help you in any way, give us a call at 828-393-0134. Happy New Year. And again, grateful to be here this morning. We'll see you next Monday.
Hey, guys. It's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old. And I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home and move on to bigger and better things? Well, let me tell you. My family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families. And let's be real, selling your home is a big deal. But with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? to get to the other listing. Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group has the experience of selling over 1,200 properties and serving over 1,200 families with their real estate needs in Henderson County and throughout Western North Carolina. The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Monday mornings at 9:05 on WTZQ FM 95.3 and 1600 AM or stream online at WTZQ.com.